Welcome back. Got a great week, bye week. D-Block, what's up, folks?
Man, how you doing,
D-Block?
Everything good on the block?
Everything good on the block, man. We just been fine-tuning this week, man, you know, getting this machine ready.
Yes, sir.
Take on, you know.
Yes, sir.
Playoff game.
It's about that time, man.
It is. It's still. It's serious. Time to get serious. But this week, you know, we're going Hollywood, man.
Oh, man, what do you mean?
We're going big time.
What do you mean,
man? We're going big time. We're going big time. This guy, he's not new to D-Block. He actually has an address on D-Block.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you've seen him before?
We've seen him. You've seen him before. You may see him getting dressed and running out of here. But this week, we've been blessed. We're lucky.
We're
going to bring him on D-Block and chat a little bit.
Yeah.
No more introduction needed.
I've been waiting.
My main man, Beer. Come on in here.
Hey, man.
Beer.
Man.
Beer.
What's up, man?
Hey, welcome to D-Block. Hey, welcome home.
Welcome home.
Do a lot of moving around, man.
Nice of you to join us.
Beer. Guy don't spend a lot of time at home, man. Hey, you know what? You know the routine, man.
As you can see, we treat.
Hey, welcome home, man.
Get your shoulder. Reach in there and get your shoulder.
Guy don't spend a lot of time on home, man. Beer, what's up, baby?
What's going on?
Talk to us, man. What's on your mind?
What's going on?
I don't matter. Just talk to us, man. What's going on in the life of Beer?
You got it, man.
Oh, you know, got another little kid.
Oh, okay. Little. Okay.
Little boy. Two boys and two girls now. Working on a house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. A little more space for everybody.
Here we go.
And a pool. Focusing on football.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do, man.
When I came here
4 years ago, you know, he had the same locker. I had the same locker here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I came in. The Beerman I seen 4 years ago is a lot different from the Beerman I see now.
What do you mean, B?
Four years ago it was you had your hunting boots on.
Yeah.
You had your britches.
Britches.
AKA your britches, that's your pants.
Yeah. Britches, shout out to the britches.
He had his britches on. The Wranglers, you know, you was looking like you was ready to go hunting every day. Uh-huh. Now I come in, you know, we got the Louis bag, you know, his slick hair, slick to the bag. Just talk about that transformation from Croy.
To man.
The move. Let's talk about that. Big time.
You know, I don't think a man's core heart can change. You know, I was raised for 21 years in Montana, and that's where my roots are.
That's what I want to hear.
Hunting and fishing and all that, but you gotta adapt. You know, your surroundings change, and things grow and evolve,
and so you learn things differently.
I didn't really know what Louis was until I showed up to Atlanta.
So basically, what you're saying is you change the paint, but the inside of the car is still the same. Still the same engine. My man, right there.
Yeah, man. Fine tuning it.
There we go, man. D-Block. I know I'm pretty sure y'all got a lot from me, man.
I mean, who gonna say something?
I got a lot. Rob wanna get at you.
I'll say something. One thing I noticed about the show, and I like.
What show?
You know,
he got a show.
Oh yeah, he got a house. He got a show, man.
Give him the showbiz.
Can you give us the name of the show in case there's a fan out there living in a cave or something? I don't know. It may be.
That's the old show.
My wife, she's a part of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I made a few appearances on that, and then we kind of branched off on our own. Last year, when we got married, we had a series that focused around that, and then there's going to be a second season of that coming up here pretty shortly this spring. So.
Okay. What show? Tell them what
it
show.
It just focuses on, there ain't really a name for it yet. They call it Don't Be Tardy, because that's my wife's little pop song that she hit.
Okay.
So it just focuses on the family, though, nothing with the other housewives. It's just more on what we got going on.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on that, man.
Yeah.
Congrats on that, man.
Yeah. But you know, I was saying, one thing I do notice, you know, a lot of women, they make the mistake of choosing their friends and not their man at home. And I noticed that, you know, she's staying true to home, and I like that. But another thing I'm wondering, I'll be at the house, how do you keep your composure and keep your tongue right? Because I'll be at the house like, so how do you keep that game face on with all that nonsense going on? You know, how you keep it?
You know, a lot of times you just got to know that the noise out there, like we know it in our locker room, that sometimes there's just noise and people talking that don't really have the right to be talking and saying things, and they don't really know because they're not there in that situation, and they think that their opinion matters when it doesn't really. You know, all that matters is what you know and how you live your life and what you're doing and doing it right and raising your kids right. And my wife does a great job of you know, separating that. Her job is to film her life, but other times too, it's to take care of the house and the kids, and you know, it works well, and we play off each other. You know, so when she's got to do things, I got the kids, and when I'm here, she's got the kids, and you know, but it's fun. You know, it's something that not too many people can actually have you know, documented footage of their life throughout the short career that it is. So it's been fun. It's definitely something unique, but it's been real fun.
Yeah. See, man, I don't know much about TV and show business, but I want to know: do they put a muzzle on you? Do they tell you, when you can get in there and chime in and have your say?
Good question.
No, when you get mad.
I know it's reality TV.
Yeah, but you get mad sometimes.
We wish you every day.
We wish you every day.
So we know it.
It gotta be something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, they actually want you to take it off, but out of respect for my wife and the team and Arthur and stuff, I kind of hold back and try to stay away from a whole bunch of that. And you know, and I represent, anytime that I say something, I'm representing myself, my family, and this team and this organization. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really got to stay on top of my toes, and you can't really lose your cool. In front of all that stuff, you know.
But there's a way to put you know.
You say you stay on your toes. I noticed when you came in, you say you stay on your toes.
Get back to that.
Yeah. Is that a snowman on your toe?
That's the snowman.
Jeezy the toe man.
This is snowflakes.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about that, man. Because this is my defensive end. Right toe, here,
yeah.
You know, with his toes done, big toe. So let's speak on that. With the red. Toe.
What is I've been doing this now for almost probably 2 years. And,
okay.
My little one.
You do it?
She was 10.
Oh, she.
No, yeah. Okay. My Ariana. She loves.
Shout out to Ariana.
Shout out to Ariana.
Yeah. And the red. And the red.
You're doing a good job, Mom. You're doing a good job, baby.
All right.
The girls, they love doing my toes, and it's kind of become not necessarily superstition. I'm not superstitious, but you kind of get into patterns and programs and try to do the same things over and over. So we kind of switched it up. This one was for Christmas. I've done some baby feet for when the kids are born. I did a checker flag for when I got married, hit the finish line.
Okay. I remember that.
It's kind of mean, you know, for what's going on in my life.
That's real fun. That's good, man.
Yeah.
Hey, just make sure you don't go to the hands, bro. Go to the hands.
Don't worry.
Keep it at the feet. You can cover your feet up. The hands.
It's kind of like an erasable tattoo, you know? So if you don't like it, you just
I see where you're going. But that's a beer man thing, though. I see where you're going with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
D Block, what y'all got for the beer man here, Hollywood?
Y'all might not know this, fans, but on game day, what I like to do is look in all my teammates' eyes and see if they're ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I noticed one game, and I was with the guys. I looked at Rob. Rob showed me he was ready.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I looked at Truck.
Uh-huh.
I looked at Pat.
Yeah.
You know Pat, stay ready. I looked in Beerman's eyes.
What about me?
Now, Nick, I know you stay ready.
Okay,
I
looked in your eyes. Okay,
but you always don't. You squint.
Okay.
But Beerman, I looked into your eyes, man. It was red. Mm-hmm. You had these red things in your eyes. I don't know if that's a contact. I mean, just tell people a little bit about what that might be, man.
Yeah, I did that in college. I had astigmatism, and I couldn't really see very far away, so I wore contacts to correct that.
Mm-hmm.
And
red ones.
I was approached by an eye doctor. Yeah, and I was approached by an eye doctor in college, and he showed me these things, and they were actually Nike when they first started out, and so I put them in, and I really liked them. It kind of blurred, you know, you kind of blur your vision, you know, and focus it, laser focus it, and so it kind of, in a sense, does it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes some of that crowd and the lights and all that away, and it kind of helps you just focus, and it accentuates colors off the ground, so it's kind of like wearing polarized sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
But then I got LASIK and didn't need contacts anymore and kind of got out of it, and then they started making non-corrective, so just straight tinted,
mm-hmm.
and put them back in, and it's the same kind of thing, but it's it's pretty neat, you know.
So it's like time. So it's kind of like your own personal visor.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Without
yeah.
even having a
visor. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You're playing good ball, so you keep the visor, keep that, and keep the toes going. Yeah. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Keep the show going. You know what I mean? Don't change nothing. You know what I mean? And you know, deep block.
Hey, right the great job. Oh,
oh yeah, right.
We just want to say now,
you know, if Mike Nolan defense, you know, you see some weird stuff. Mm-hmm. You see, might see a defensive end close in the middle of the field, being our deep middle field safety. We just want to say we appreciate the job you do for us, man. You know, because that's a long run.
I got a question.
You guys make my life.
But you know we do.
You make our life.
You do it. And that's why we love you.
That's why we love you.
Shout out to Kofi.
Shout out to Kofi, bro.
Yes, sir.
When the last time you been hunting? I mean, I know you still hunt.
It's unfortunate that the hunting season in Montana lands in football season every year, and it's pretty strict, you know, because a lot of people want to be up there doing it. Uh-huh. So there's real short windows on when you can hunt. And I've never tried it in Georgia. I've heard it's some pretty good hunting, smaller deer, but I've never really tried it down here in Georgia. I haven't had time, and really haven't branched out too much to find property and land and stuff where you can go. But man, it's been a while. I've done a little fishing, but not necessarily hunting. So.
Yeah, where you went fishing
at? About 5 years. I went back home, did some of that, and Lake Lanier, did some of that bass fishing on there.
Okay.
I never really did used to that. I was more to the river fly fishing, but that bass fishing's pretty fun, too.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Deep nice block.
Yeah.
We got the man here.
Man.
Beer man.
We keep
that truck.
When you said,
oh,
I'm warning
oh, you. Oh, yeah.
You're going back to the show.
Come watch the episode. You know, the episode, man.
I don't get into the reality TV much. You know, I got a teammate who is really into it. I go Corey Peters. When I go by his house, he always got the TV on
Bean.
VH1. Shout out to Bean. Bravo, VH1. You know, picking up all them shows. He know about everything that's going on. So he said, man, you gotta check him out. Beer man on the last episode, just check him out. So we was watching it.
Yeah.
And we seen there was a confrontation going on of some sort. And I guess you was waiting on the wife outside. And the cameras came out, wifey came out, she was a little upset. And I noticed you came from around that truck, man, you had a different look.
Yeah. You had that game day look.
I told him you was warning him. Now, we don't know, I caught it right at the end. Because I don't watch the whole show, I like to see the good stuff.
There you go.
So I waited, I caught it. Just let us know a little bit about, you know, what was going on, man. I saw that fire in you that I see on Sunday. You ain't got to give us too much.
What? Give us what Bravo. Give us what Bravo. Bro, give us a little bit, but they can't get on, you know, on the tube.
Well, you know, Kim was pregnant at the time. And
this is right here on D Block now.
It's on D Block.
This is D Block.
Keep it real.
And, you know, a pregnant wife or a pregnant person in general has kind of, I mean, they're kind of like, they got this little halo around them. You can't really, you're not supposed to mess with them. You're not supposed to do anything. Right. You know, it's sacred. I mean, there's an unborn child in there. And some of the other cast members didn't feel that or just kind of neglected to notice that or whatever. And so they were chiming in. And there was some behind-the-scenes stuff that I can't let go.
Gotcha.
But the grand picture was it was a point in time where enough was enough, you know, and she'd had enough, and you know, she told everybody that was it. She was, you know, done with it, and she walked out. And editing kind of, you know, fixes some things differently and shows it differently. Mm-hmm. But
TV,
I was sitting outside and I saw her kind of coming out, and she was a little bit too early, so I stepped around to kind of help her in the car and stuff, and she was all worked up, and so I didn't really know what was going on. So the first reaction is to, you know, kind of get everybody back, because when they want to catch something real, they kind of crowd and they want to catch it. So I was trying to get everybody back, and I'd had some conversations already with some higher ups, and things weren't happening right. So. But you got to take care of your wife no matter what, and I don't care.
So basically, you being the man in the house.
Yeah, one of those things where you shoot first and ask questions later.
There you go.
Yeah.
My type of guy, man.
I'm telling you.
I'm warning you.
I'm warning you.
Somebody just said we can pull that off, man. Pull that off and kind of insert that in.
We got two, man. I like that part,
man. Yeah,
I said, that's, hey, that's my teammate right now. Like,
we like the way you stood up for your lady, man. That's really what we was getting at, man. You know, you our dog, man. We love you, big dog.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Deep block. You got this thing for me. Good. Hey, man, we appreciate you coming on.
You know,
we appreciate you having
on
the
show.
You live, man.
I'm always here.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, soccer fans, look at this locker. This locker's right here. Cleanest locker in here. Cleanest locker in the locker room.
Gotta be organized.
But you never seen him.
Yeah.
He's either on the phone.
He's on the phone. I'm running an empire here.
I got you, baby. Yeah. I got you, man.
Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, dog. Good to see you.
Thank you. Fellas, thank you.
Drop it down one time. Drop it.
Oh.